Good evening with a look at your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. A dust alert has been issued by the Cayman Islands National Weather Service as Saharan dust moves into the region, prompting health officials to advise residents to take precautions through Thursday. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Hilary Wolf.
Saharan dust is a mixture of dust and sand that travels thousands of miles from the Sahara Desert to the Atlantic Ocean, impacting the Caribbean on an annual basis. This dust is expected to reduce air quality and can cause respiratory issues.
Dr. Wolf's asking the public to take precautions.
Based on the model predictions provided by our partners at the National Weather Service, the effects of the dust cloud will begin this evening, and we can expect the heaviest concentration on Wednesday, with a gradual decrease through Thursday.
Medical Officer of Health Dr. Samuel Williams Rodriguez warns that individuals with asthma or respiratory illnesses are particularly vulnerable and should remain indoors with air conditioning on recirculate. Symptoms such as coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath may increase during the period. Public health guidance includes staying indoors, closing windows, wearing masks outdoors, and monitoring for worsening symptoms. Schools and workplaces are advised to restrict outdoor activities and inform parents of vulnerable children. Officials will continue to monitor the situation and provide updates as necessary. For guidance, residents may contact the Public Health Department at 244-2889 or 244-2621. This year's message from the government as the region moves into hurricane season is preparedness is power. Be ready every day. And that's not exclusive to hurricanes. You need to be ready for other weather events like heat waves and what's hitting the country right now, Saharan dust. Her Excellency the Governor, Mrs. Jane Owen.
The Cayman Islands benefits from professional, strong disaster management expertise across all three islands. But strong institutions alone do not build a resilient country. Resilience is built household by household. We must all play our part.
For the current dust plume, that means limiting outdoor exposure, keeping windows and doors shut, using a HEPA air filter, as well as wearing well-fitted N95 masks if you go outside. If you have respiratory or heart conditions, keep your rescue medications on hand. Here's Premier the Honorable Andre Ebanks.
This season, let us commit to being ready every day, for every hazard, for every neighbor. Prepared individuals are powerful. Prepared communities are unstoppable.
Again, the National Weather Service says Cayman can expect warm and hazy conditions for the next few days as the plume of Saharan dust slowly drifts across the Western Caribbean. The dust alert is expected to be in effect through Thursday. You can tune into our weather broadcast shortly after this evening's newscast for a more detailed weather forecast. And if hurricanes and Saharan dust aren't bad enough, the country is expected to get hit with severe heat this summer, which brings its own risks. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has more.
In April, the National Weather Service issued a summer heatwave forecast, warning residents that the region would have a strong El Nino effect and the Caribbean would see above average temperatures this summer. Conditions that could impact public health, water resources, energy demand, and agriculture.
You know, we're expecting excessive heat this summer. So we launched our new website the other day, and we're on the website under information. You can find all the alerts and the different color codings. Knowing the warning signs of excessive heat or being affected by excessive heat is very important.
Local forecaster Gilbert Miller tells Radio Cayman, while some may treat heat wave protection as just common sense, people fall prey to heat stroke every year, particularly children and the elderly. Here's the Red Cross's O'Neill Minot.
It's critical that we understand and know the signs, early warning signs, because health-related illnesses are preventable if we take early precautions, and that is the key.
Early signs of heat stroke include severe throbbing headache, dizziness, nausea, and changes in mental states, such as confusion, slurred speech, or agitation. He's encouraging parents and summer camp organizers to strictly monitor kids' outdoor time and keep them well hydrated. And make sure to check on your elderly relatives and neighbors. And a big one?
And we might say this is common sense, but it has happened all over the world and has resulted in death. And these are our most vulnerable, so we need to remember, do not leave children, pet, or elderly in parked cars.
The heat wave alert says this wet season is predicted to have similar characteristics seen in 2023, which recorded 10 heat waves and a new record max temp. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. You can learn more by heading over to caymanprepared.ky. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. Police are highlighting an incident response in the Crewe Road and Linford Pearson area earlier today, linked to a search for what's termed a person of interest. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles has more.
According to a public advisory issued this afternoon, the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service said officers responded to the Crewe Road and Linford Pearson area as part of an incident response and search operation. The advisory said police were looking for a man described as dark-skinned with dreads, wearing knee-length black shorts and a white tank top and carrying a black bag. Police asked people in the Crewe Road and Linford Pearson area to be alert and to report any sightings or suspicious activity. The advisory directed anyone who saw someone matching that description or noticed anything unusual to call 911. No additional information about the nature of the incident has been released at this time. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
In other police news, the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service is rolling out a new fleet of purpose-built 2026 Ford Police Interceptor vehicles, which will begin patrolling Cayman's roads in the coming weeks. The upgrade units will be used by frontline and firearm officers and come equipped with enhanced emergency lighting, ballistic protected doors, reinforced prisoner compartments, and advanced braking and stability systems. The vehicles are engineered for Cayman's demanding environment, says the RCIPS, offering increased storage, improved visibility, heavy-duty suspension, upgraded cooling for long patrols, and integrated technology platforms to support faster response times. As a part of the RCIPS technology transformation strategy led by Superintendent Rohe Williams, the fleet will also be fitted with mobile laptops and digital tools for on-scene reporting, e-ticketing, and real-time data access. Full functionality is expected by the end of 2026. An initial shipment has already arrived, with more due in the coming months. The new vehicles will replace all service delivery SUVs and firearms unit vehicles. In other local news, nearly 2 years after acting in the role, the Ministry of Education has finally appointed Elroy Brian Watler as Deputy Chief Officer for Policy and Planning. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin has more.
As Deputy Chief Officer, Mr. Brian Watler will shape the policies and long-term plans that guide education across the Cayman Islands, advising on policy matters and working with government and school leaders to set the strategic direction for the sector. In practice, Minister for Education, the Honourable Ralston Anglin, says his work will influence everything from curriculum decisions and school standards to how the islands support students with special needs.
Mr. Brian Watler's career spans ground that very few people in our education system can claim, from classroom teaching and special needs support through school leadership and into policy. That range matters. The soundest decisions are made by those who understand what actually happens in schools, and Mr. Brian Watler brings that understanding to this role. This appointment also reflects something the government is committed to, identifying Caymanians who have invested in their profession and creating the pathways for them to lead.
Mr. Brian Watler's career began at the Lighthouse School, where he spent 14 years supporting students with physical and developmental disabilities. He later joined the Department of Education Services as Acting Senior School Improvement Officer, leading on special education needs and disabilities.
I've always been guided by the principle of putting service above self. As I continue in this role, I remain committed to ensuring that the voices of our children, young people, and families are meaningfully included in the decisions that shape our education system and services for the future. I want to thank everyone for their well wishes and for their continued support. And ultimately, I give thanks to God for his continued mercies and grace.
Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Thank you, Dion. Finally, the Cayman Islands Youth Development Consortium has used its new Youth Asset Fair, Youth Opportunity Expo, to showcase school involvement and wider community commitments to young people. In a release, they say students from Sir John A. Cumber Primary and Joanna Clark Primary attended with their teachers as a part of the 20-year celebration of its work. The program included a march passed by the Cayman Islands Cadet Corps, a flag procession by the Scouts, and the signing of a community asset building proclamation by representatives from four of the 19 electoral districts. The fair also included the CG Brit K Burger Classic competition for youth chefs from the Lehman Scott Senior High School, the Clifton Hunter High School, and the Cayman Islands Further Education Center, with the winning team coming from SciFec. That's your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Have a good evening.